For Shame, Trump's Election Integrity Speech Almost Entirely Censored, by Lisa K. Donner. Taken at face value, President Donald Trump's speech before the nation on Thursday, July 16th, could be considered the most important speech of his presidency. Some may even argue that it is the most significant speech going back several presidencies. Yet much of America may be ignorant of what was said about election integrity because most of the mainstream U.S. media decided to ignore it. Trump outlined five areas in which he was concerned about voter integrity and called for remediation. For many years, I've called for bold, swift, and decisive action to protect the integrity of America's elections. Every American deserves to know that when they cast their vote, that vote will be counted accurately in a system, and that is to make that system secure, one where cheating and interference are not just difficult, but virtually impossible. Unfortunately, the system we have today falls catastrophically short of that standard. Tonight, I'm announcing the immediate declassification and release of critical intelligence revealing shocking vulnerabilities in our election infrastructure. Despite evidence shown on the whitehouse.gov website, the big-time media players had already made up their minds about Mr. Trump's claims regarding the lack of election integrity. ABC and NBC networks decided not to broadcast the president's presentation altogether. CBS ran most of it, but cut out 5 minutes before he ended. Fox News aired the entire speech, but then did something curious. The next morning, Fox was mum about the president's speech. It was as if it never happened. The Fox and Friends three-hour broadcast ran without so much as a mention of what the president had to say. The silence continued through America Reports. Perhaps Murdoch and company had Vietnam flashbacks about the Dominion Voting Systems lawsuit, which cost them a mere $787.5 million and forced them to admit they had made false claims. As for their fidelity to be fair and balanced, one must suppose they thought running the presentation was enough, but didn't want their anchors and TV personalities to give their opinions. Liberty Nation News put the question of Fox's bizarre behavior to David Bozell, president of the watchdog group Media Research Center. Bozell told us, "The lack of coverage of Trump's speech on Fox this morning is another reminder that the liberal media's favorite claim, that Fox is just a Trump echo chamber, doesn't hold up." Indeed, Bozell has a point. It's hardly fair and balanced to prohibit conversation on their cable network about such a vital issue for the republic. The Media Research Center, MRC, posted an article on its website, Newsbusters, revealing that not only did the big media players avoid the president's speech, but so did the so-called Big Four news apps, Apple, Google, MSN, and Yahoo News. The MRC's Michael Morris wrote that the Big Four did their best to silence or distort the president's message by amplifying reports made by big media in their top 20 morning feeds Friday. Election integrity and the media found wanting. Speaking of media integrity, it's worth looking at what the New York Times had to say about Trump's presentation. The same folks who told the nation that Hunter Biden's laptop was not real wrote, "But documents Mr. Trump released to support his claims and previous assessments from the intelligence community do not back up his most aggressive statements about election security." In ignoring Trump's speech about such a crucial topic as election integrity, the American news media showed their true left-wing bias. The error of omission here is egregious, as the gatekeepers censor their own outlets and refuse to inform the public of critical information. Such is the state of the free press in America, where one can only call them out and say, "For shame." You're listening to Liberty Nation News.